Well, Loz, many of you would have heard the news that Michael Clark is joining the program as a co-host of the Big Sports Breakfast. Now, we've got such a fun and loyal audience, and the BSB family is such a, also a broad and diverse group, which we love. We bloody love it. And this show has such a rich history. Building on that and entertaining into a new exciting chapter, we want to welcome Michael to the program and also the Big Sports Breakfast family. He joins us on the phone from Bondi. Good morning, Michael Clark.
Good morning, boys. Dave, Loz, very kind words. Thank you very much.
And, no, yeah, mate.
I agree. It's a great family to start off.
It's an honour, mate. It's an honour to have you on the program. I've got to firstly start off before we get into the nitty-gritty. L. Daly comes in today, strutting around.
Oh, no.
Now, the paparazzi, right? I've never seen a bloke respond. For a bloke that says, no, not my go, he comes, I said, gee, how was yesterday? He goes, wouldn't believe it. These blokes with cameras were following me around. So he's saying, so he thinks that they're all following him. And I said, oh, mate, what about the clobber? Did you get, you know, good kit? He goes, I ironed my shirt. Oh, please.
Mate, he wouldn't let us go inside. I said to him, there's 20 cameras staring at us in the middle of Bondi. Let's go inside. He said, no, Clarky, we're staying out here. I'm embracing it.
I've missed all that publicity, pup. I wanted to be around. I felt special yesterday.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry, mate. It was absolute chaos. We probably couldn't have picked a worse day to go and celebrate, but... it was a good day. It was nice to just to talk a few things over, and yeah, like I said, I'm really excited. I think, you know, Big Sports Breakfast has been an unbelievable show for a long period of time. I, you know, remember my old man years and years ago, you know, letting me listen for the first time, and he hasn't turned it off since. So, you know, it feels like I'm sort of getting back to, you know, where my old man took me as a young boy, and to have the opportunity to talk about all sport is something I'm very excited by.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I found when I first joined Pup was the fact that I wanted to show people another side of me. I don't know whether that was a motivator for you to be involved in the program, but yeah. why did you want to come and be a part of the program?
Yeah, well, I think that's an opportunity, definitely. I think, you know, you're very restricted when you're playing sport at the highest level or captaining the Australian cricket team in regards to what you can and can't say. And sometimes that's a good thing because you're always trying to look after Cricket Australia or your teammates or not give too much away to the opposition. But I also think through my career, I was so private that I probably didn't give the public and the cricketing and sporting fans enough of exactly who I was or an insight into to more of me as a person rather than just the athlete. So, yeah, there's the chance, you know, being on radio Monday to Friday to, you know, whether you like it or not, if you're speaking that much, your natural personality will have to come out. So I look forward to that. But I think it's something different for me as well. Like I say, I you know, I'm very proud of where I come from in Liverpool. I love that I live in what I believe is the greatest country in the world. And what Big Sports Breakfast does, it opens the doors to so many different parts of this great country that there's not too many shows, whether it be radio, TV, newspaper, that actually gets, you know, you talk about country folk as well, you don't get there as often as you would like. And I feel like this show does give you that chance to get to everyone.
Yeah, hear, mate. I'm glad you mentioned the country part because that's one thing that I know Loz has loved since coming on board, and it is the fact that we get to the country cups and we get you to the races. Now, strap yourself in, mate. Loz reckons he's a bit of a hero when he goes to these events and, you know, he puts on a big show and whatnot. But I reckon, and from what he told me yesterday, you've got a bit of game, mate.
No, listen, there's no competition here. I'll be under Loz's wing. I'm off the field. Don't worry about that. It's exciting as well because, again, you know, through my career, yes, I played cricket, but I've always followed all sport. And I think that's the other thing. You get the chance to, as you say, go to the country, go to the races, Melbourne Cup, State of Origin. There's so many events, you know, and that's something I've always wanted to do as a kid and through my career, but because I travelled so much, I missed a lot of that when I was playing. So, again, it's hard for me to call this work. I'm going to get the chance to do something I love and be around sport. So, yeah, you won't hear me complain.
Now, two of the biggest sports in the country are cricket and rugby league, Pup, and a lot of people are saying, oh, who do you support? Can you tell people who you support in rugby league?
I'm a very proud West Tigers man. And that's probably my number one reason for coming on the show, because I've heard you, Loz, say that the Tigers are wooden spooners this year. So I'm definitely coming in to make it very clear that we will be in the top eight this year.
Well, mate, living over there in Bondi, hobnobbing it around, we thought you'd be a rooster.
I'm a very proud Western Suburbs boy. Cricket, Western Suburbs from the age of 13. My old man played cricket, rugby league, Western Suburbs. I'm a Magpie through and through, but I'll accept I'm a West Tiger these days.
Now, I like it, mate. Now, by one thing you'll learn when you get over to this joint here at French's Forest, mate, I get really good mail. And I'm very good on the horse tip. So, mate, I've got a moral for you tonight at Canterbury. I think you should get on. A horse called Dancing Gidget, race one, number four. Loz is all over it. He loves it.
I fall for tips all the time.
$4.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be one of those as well.
Yeah, $4.40 into $4. J-Mac's on it, James McDonald, good Kiwi jockey. He's a good friend of the show too, and he just get on. Just get on, Clarkie. But Loz will tell you how good my mail is.
If I can tell you this, pup, don't go near it.
What do you mean? Actually, no, I'll tell you what it'll be, pup. It'll loom, and about 50 to go, it'll just stop. And then the one thing you'll enjoy, though, is there's a bit of a WhatsApp group with some banter. Mate, it's just a pile on. Loz will start it, and then Will and Nick, the producers. No, it's a good team, mate, and we can't wait for you to jump on board. You're going to be at the lunch as well, so breakfast lunch.
Can't wait.
I'll tell you what, strap yourself in for that as well, the old lunch, fair dinkum. That's a beauty.
Like I might need my drinking boots.
Yeah, no.
I love a tip. I'll take any advice, any piece of guidance. But no, honestly, boys, I'm really excited and I can't wait to be a part of the team.
Mate, we are really excited to have you on board too. You're a legend of Australian sport, as is the great L Daly. And I tell you what, you're not going to get a better sports program on a Monday to Friday morning anywhere in the country. Michael Clark, thanks very much, mate.
Thanks, boys. Have a great day.
All right, there he is. So there's Pup Clarkie. We'll have to work out exactly what the nickname is. Clarkie. We're going to go with Clarkie.
I reckon Clarkie. I actually asked him yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I found myself, I call him Mick, I call him Michael, I call him Pup, I call him Clarkie. And I said, at the end, after I'd had a few, put my arm around him, I said, what am I calling you?
What am I calling you?
And he said, whatever you want.
And it was all
whatever
about,
you want.
It was all became about angles, though, for you, because you were looking at the paparazzi.
I don't go side on. I said when I sat down, I said, I can't sit in this seat because it's too side on. They'll get my profile. So I had my back turned to them. But there was plenty of paparazzi there, Dave.
I'll just say this as we go to the break. If you scroll through to page, where is it? It's in the Daily Telly.
Mm-hmm.
It's page 7, right?
Right.
There's a couple of shots of, you know, Clark, etc. And then there's a photo that the paparazzi at the particular restaurant you're at yesterday. Mm. They've cut you out of the photo.
They've brushed me.
You're not even in the photo. Oh, geez, and you've got all that pull. You give Bulldog all those exclusives.
Oh, mate, I gave Dog the exclusive and he still wouldn't get me in the photo. I'm disappointed. But if you go to page 7.
Oh, there's a shot
If you go
of
to
you.
Page 7, I'm in there. There I am.